To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got a lot of my yard work done on Saturday, anticipating the rain. And as it turned out, it in much of the Twin Cities metro area was pretty good weather day. Probably would have been able to get a lot done out in the yard today. But my two daughters, they're grown. Wanted to finally go see Barbie, and they wanted to bring Dad along. So Mom and Dad tag along to the local Cineplex, and we saw the noon showing of Barbie. And initially, when it was starting to be promoted, I'm like, I really have no interest in seeing this movie. But I think a lot has been said and written about the movie that it was more than meets the eye, and I wanted to check it out for myself. And I would say the theater was about a third full for the noon showing. And I'll say this up front. It is not what I expected. And I was very pleasantly surprised by it. I thought it was pretty well done. I think the way, and Mattel, obviously, was a big part of the movie. And I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to you know, wreck the plot line or anything. But Mattel was a big part of this film, and they poke fun at themselves. And there was a lot about Barbie's legacy, if you will. And I thought that was very well done. And the main character, the main characters in the movie were outstanding. And beyond that, this will probably win Academy Awards for set design, etc. Now, Jonathan, I don't know if you're a big movie goer or have had a chance to see it, but it was really my youngest daughter's idea. She said, I really want to go see Barbie. And I don't remember either girl being big Barbie collectors along the way. I guess I don't remember that part about their childhood. But my youngest daughter wanted to go see it. And then she invited my oldest. And then Mom and I went along. And, you know, there's no doubt. There's some scenes in there that make you tear up if you've had kids or girls, for sure. So, yeah, very well done. But I think there are going to be some Oscar nominations. And then for stuff like set design and costumes, etc., absolutely phenomenal. Margot Robbie as Barbie, Ryan Gosling as Ken, the supporting cast, I thought it was really good. And I kind of rate movies this way because you're paying to be entertained. I really felt like I got my money's worth. And by the way, I had a number one, the large soda and the large popcorn on top of it today at the movie theater.
That's,
Jonathan,
that's important.
I don't know about
you. That's important to have.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get cheated. I don't go to the movies as much as I did. And what we did is we stopped at a coffee shop that shall go unnamed. And my daughters picked up coffee. And one of them bought, which is great to have grown women in the family that can buy their own coffee. I think that's awesome. And then they brought that into the theater, and the theater didn't care. And I said, Dad's getting the number one, the large soda and the large popcorn. And you know what? I'm going to even have some of that movie theater, air quotes here, butter put on. So I went big today.
Nice.
At Barbie. I don't know if you're a movie guy, and I don't know if you've seen this, but I was definitely curious because I think there were some politicians that came out and said this and that. And it's Chinese propaganda and Ted Cruz.
And, okay.
You know, threw that out there and was making the rounds.
I'm sorry.
You know, the Barbie movie's bad for America. I had to investigate that for myself. Come on. Come on, Ted. There's definite commentary in this movie. There is definite commentary. There's no question that this is far beyond just a kid's movie and
yes.
great sets and costumes and music and so on and so forth. There is social commentary in here, but in no way, shape, or form did I think it was Chinese propaganda.
So, number one, Ted Cruz, this is just
yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I want to go there, but I want to thank Ted for piquing my interest.
Yeah.
And I came away from it going, yeah, I don't see the.
Secondly, the people that should be really peeved off at one senator from Texas, I believe would be Wisconsin, because I believe that the people across the St. Croix River are responsible for Barbie. I believe it is. I've heard this in the, not the run-up to the film, because the film, I guess, was already out, but in all the media surrounding it, that was Barbie was created in Wisconsin. And so
the Barbie doll itself.
Yes. And so
was Wisconsin.
And so if you're Wisconsin, well, Rhea Perlman, I would take issue with one senator.
And Rhea Perlman played the creator Ruth in the movie.
That's cool. I like Rhea Perlman on the All in All. So that'd be a cool thing to see.
So I really feel like this is a movie that is far more than you would expect.
And that's the thing, that when you heard who was directing it, who was behind it, Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
I expected that. She is that type of person. She did the same thing in her early film. She did the same, as far as I know, the same type of thing when she directed Little Women, which is a classic story, and it's got all this classic, iconic, I don't know what you'd call it, spirit around it. And then you take a modern director who has the viewpoints that she has, and has the philosophies that she has. She's going to make it her own, and she's going to make it more to the progressive side usually than to the conservative. So,
yeah, Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live fame played Weird Barbie.
I've seen a couple of stills and a couple of videos of her, and I've seen a couple of interviews from the cast. And so it's interesting to see how they brought it together. And again, incorporated something that is part of the Barbie world, the Barbie that has the cropped hair and
right.
markered and burned and all these, you know, stretched out and torn apart and all of this. That's part of the universe. You have to cover it in this movie, I would think.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell played an executive from Mattel, and I think the way they spun all of it together. Sure, there were some scenes where it's kind of like, okay. But for the most part, I thought it was extremely well done. And then you start getting into the art of filmmaking, set design, and costumes. Terrific. I mean, just absolutely terrific.
Yeah, there's no way in my mind that that's not going to get nominated.
Yeah, for sure.
The costuming, the design, the sets, I don't think that's going to be out of the mix for a lot of awards.
Yeah, Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, the principals, wonderful supporting cast up and down. I didn't know this until the credits rolled, but pop star Dua Lipa plays one of the Barbies in the movie.
I heard that last night.
And wrestler John Cena
was one of the Kens.
Nice. In the movie.
I heard it last night. I was flipping channels on the radio station after I left here and flipped it on, I think it was KS95 or Cities 91, you know, the other stations around the market. Don't at me, folks. I know there are other radio stations in the market.
Yeah,
One of the music radio stations. And
I think it's Cities 97.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And so they had on Dua Lipa's new song, which was also part of the Barbie movie, I believe, the soundtrack, and they mentioned the DJ that was on mentioned that she was one of the Barbies in the movie. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like I say, you know, a couple hours of entertainment, I felt like I got my money's worth. And that's how I rate movies. You know, I'm not a movie expert, but I do love movies. I think they poke fun at men, they poke fun at corporate interests, They talk a lot about the challenges of womanhood. So there are a lot of topics. So you think, you know, this is a kid's movie. I far from it. It is PG-13, and I agree with that. It is definitely a PG-13. It's not one of those movies where you have a 7 or 8 year old where you're going to be like, yeah. But yeah, Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, the rest of the cast. It was well worth it. And the other one, my oldest daughter didn't have a lot planned today, and considering it was going to be a rainy day, and she said, well, let's sneak into Oppenheimer. And I said, number one, I'm not sneaking into anything. We will go pay, and no, I'm not spending 5 hours in a movie theater, 2 hours in Barbie, and then 3 hours in Oppenheimer. I know that's been a popular doubleheader at the Cineplexes. I want to see it on the big screen. It continues to get good reviews, but I wasn't going to do it today. I will check that out some other time. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. And once again, I didn't think it was Chinese propaganda. It is 8:23 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Twins won today. The Twins got a W over the Philadelphia Phillies to take the weekend series. It was the rubber game of the three-game set, and the Twins have a 4.5 game lead over the Cleveland Guardians. Twins have a day off, and they have a number of days off coming up. We had mentioned that they have a brief two-game series with Detroit, a Tuesday night game, Wednesday day game. And, Jonathan, this is unusual. The Twins will have three nights this week that they're not playing a ball game. That doesn't happen very often, you know, beyond the All-Star break. I don't think that happens too much. And I would assume it's kind of built in for rain out or makeup dates, et cetera. I'm not sure why this scheduling quirk, but it paid dividends for the Twins.
Yeah, there's been a couple of different things that have happened in the schedule this year that have been really funky. And the biggest thing that I've noticed, there were two times this year when a Sunday game was not played, not because it was rained out or postponed, but because it was on the schedule. There was supposed to be no Sunday game for those particular teams. One of them was, I believe, right at the All-Star break, the day leading into the All-Star break. And if I remember correctly, it was the Angels and the Dodgers out in L.A. And both situations, it's been these these rivals, cross city, cross state, cross town.
Yeah, Mets, Yankees, Cubs,
right.
White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah, Angels, Dodgers.
So that was one instance. The other instance I can think about is today. It happened today. I looked at my phone, and I have an app on my phone, the CBS Sports app on my phone. Sure. And I have my certain teams that I follow, and it highlights them when they play in a game, when they play during a day. Well, today the Kansas City Royals were not highlighted because the Kansas City Royals were not playing. Kansas City and St. Louis did not play today. They played Friday. They played Saturday. They did not have a scheduled game today.
That is so unusual. I don't ever – and typically, days off in the major leagues, and correct me if I'm wrong, are typically Mondays or Thursdays. Typically, major league teams are always playing, obviously, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you're going to get an off day, it would come on a Monday or a Thursday. That very unusual. It's got to have something to do with interleague play and balancing things out.
Yes.
Because yes. Now you play everybody in the major leagues at least once. And I like that. I do like that plan. So Twins get a win 3-0. Sonny Gray was great. The bullpen was good. And the hero turned out to be Jordan Luplow, who hit a home run in the first inning, and it stood up. Jorge Polanco drove in a couple of runs. The Twins have a lead in the division. Day off tomorrow, Detroit in. Tuesday night, Wednesday matinee. Off day on Thursday. Quick break. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. The State Fair is coming up rapidly. It begins a week from Thursday. And, of course, CCO Radio will be there. We're on Carnes, just down the hill from the old mill, across from the French Meadow, next to Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar. We can see Mancini's right across the street. We invite you to stop by and say hello. Of course, starting a week from Thursday and continuing through Labor Day, the Great Minnesota Get-Together. And joining us, Maria Hayden, spokesperson for the fair. Maria, good to visit with you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, are you ready?
We're in the home stretch, so we'll be ready by August 24th.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's coming up really fast. And the fair really starts to come to life about now. I know there's been a lot of work during the off season, if you will, but there's a lot of other big events on the fairgrounds. Back to the 50s comes to mind. So people are very familiar, and it's a big draw. But, you know, in this final 10 days or so, there's a lot of work to be done and vendors getting set up, et cetera. It is a beehive of activity, I'm sure.
It certainly is. We had the fairgrounds closed to the public on August 7th. So since then, we've had vendors moving in. We've got all sorts of trailers on the ground, people setting their booths up. So you can really feel the energy when you're on the grounds now. I think everyone's just really excited to be getting those final touches done for August 24th.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events that people anticipate, things like the new foods, and we learn about the grandstand. And before we get into some of that stuff, what about some of the other new amenities, if you will? Because that's a big part of the fair experience. I remember not that many years ago, the transit hub, as you or as it's referred to, was moved to the northwest part of the fairgrounds, or west to the grandstand. That was a great addition to the state fair.
Yeah, this year we're really excited to be able to have some of our big capital maintenance projects in resuming. So this year, the most probably noticeable difference on the grounds for guests who are coming in through Gate 9, which is on Como Avenue, is that we've completely redone that gate. So it's making for a wider, more welcoming, more accessible environment for guests coming from the south part of the fairgrounds.
Okay, and that's where, for instance, the accessible parking is, et cetera. So if people come in and they have, say, a wheelchair van, et cetera, that's been redone, correct?
Yep. So Gate 9 is our loop gate. Okay. It's where drop-offs and Metro Mobility drop-off happens. So being able to invest in that part of the fairgrounds and make that entrance improved this year, we think will really strengthen that experience for guests who need accessibility considerations when coming to the fair.
Now, the water ride wasn't in service. I understand that where the water ride was is kind of been utilized to expand that entrance. Is that correct?
Correct. So there's nothing really per se new where the water ride used to be, but that area where it has been utilized to try and make that entrance just a lot more welcoming and look a lot more nice, really. When guests enter the grounds, it'll feel a little bit more like they're coming into a very intentional, welcoming space.
Yeah, and that's a very busy spot because I know there's scooter rentals there, and it's right at the entrance to the Miracle of Birth, so it is a busy spot.
Correct, yeah, right by Miracle of Birth. So now people who want to maybe make that their first stop on the grounds will be able to have that new Gate 9 experience. And we've actually moved our Gate 6 bike lot over to Gate 9 and expanded it as well. So those who bike to the fair will be able to enjoy that experience as well.
Oh, outstanding. Maria Hayden joining us from the State Fair on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Steve Thompson in for Geraldine Steele tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Maria, what are some other new ads beyond the food and grandstand, et cetera, that people should be on the lookout for?
We've got a lot of exciting new stuff this year. A couple of the kind of marquee new attractions are in our North End Event Center, which was just built in 2019. Each year we have a rotating exhibit, really a museum quality exhibit that comes into that space and is free with fair admission. This year it is the Sweet and Selfie Experience. So it'll be both educational and a great spot for pictures. People will be able to go and experience knowledge about the history of candy making and then also get some great photos with some whimsical big photo ops. So we're excited to see how that turns out. Like I said, it'll be kind of a one-year rotation for this space. So we're excited to have something new coming into there again.
Oh, outstanding. Anything people should remember when they're coming out to the fair, the do's and don'ts, what can't you bring onto the grounds, etc. Has any of that changed? I know there's a lot of regulars, and most of us are familiar with the rules to get on the fairgrounds, but anything to remind folks when they're coming to the fair, do not bring, don't bother?
No really major changes this year. I'd say that if people are interested in checking out what our allowed and prohibited items are, they can go onto our website, and we've got a big FAQ page about arriving at the fairgrounds, knowing what to bring. If they're going into a grandstand show, I know that's always a question, too, if you're going to concerts, what you can bring. So if there are any updates, they'll be posted on that page. But as of now, if people want to check it out and see, just to prepare ahead of time, we've got all that information on our website, mnstatefair.org.
All right. Let's get into some of the other things. One of the biggies, the new foods, those are rolled out. There's a lot of press and a lot of coverage of that. Are there any items in particular that stand out to you or gaining a lot of attention?
Well, every year there are a couple that kind of divide people. They either really, really want to try it, or they're like, that's maybe not for me. The one that I've heard maybe the most conversation, I think, about this year has been the crispy lutefisk steam bun from Shanghai Henry's. So it's a steamed lotus bun. It's filled with a blend of cabbage, carrot, cilantro, yum-yum sauce, and then Olsen Fish Company lutefisk. So I think that one will be one of those I'm really excited to try it or maybe not for me kind of things this year. But I think people will be lining up and ready to see what they think the first day.
Yeah, and there are people that are very experimental. I know my two daughters, when we plan our fair visit, is I want to try this and I want to try that. Where me, I'm a traditionalist, and I was born in St. Paul, and for the first 9 years of my life, lived just on the other side of Como Park on Maryland Avenue, so really to the State Fair. So
yeah.
Grew up very close to the State Fair. And I'm kind of a Prono Pup, mini donut, Dairy Barn shake kind of guy. I like the oldies but the goodies. I don't stray too often from the main roads. I'm not very experimental.
Well, they're classics for a reason, because they're great and everyone loves them. I think the great thing about the new foods list is it's pretty expansive. So if you are looking for maybe one thing to try outside of your comfort zone, you've got a lot of different options to choose from.
For sure. And always a great selection of new beverages to try as well on the fairgrounds. What about the grandstand entertainment? You know, the grandstand is the anchor of the fairgrounds, if you will. And what I love about it is I know it's been remodeled and it's been updated and so on and so forth, but the look is something that I remember ever since I was a little kid. And there are certain things on the grounds that are just like, yep, the space tower. I remember that. The sky ride, the giant slide, the grandstand. And, of course, grandstand entertainment has been a big part of the fair forever and ever and ever, and there's some great acts this year.
Yeah, we have a really exciting lineup of different varieties of music coming to the grandstand this year. So we open up with the Black Keys Dropout Boogie Tour, which I know is a very exciting one for a lot of guests. And then we also have Keith Urban bringing some country to the grandstand this year. And then we've got Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan the next night. And then we actually wrap up the fair with Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour, on Kids Day. So when I say a very diverse lineup of different acts coming to the grandstand, I really mean there's something for everyone, from Black Keys fans to small families who maybe have Blippi on in the background of their houses quite often. So we're really excited to have that lineup coming to the fair this year.
Yeah, and are tickets available yet for all the shows, or are some sold out, or is it just check the website kind of thing?
Yeah, so our website is probably the best place to go if you're interested in a specific show. There are about 5 shows that have extremely limited availability as of now, so either obstructed seating or no tickets currently available. But you can always come and check the day of the show to maybe see if any tickets open up. Or if you're interested in just looking at our whole lineup, our website's a really great place to go, and that'll have the current status of every single show.
Yeah, and those that have issues with sometimes loud noises, bright lights, the Minnesota State Fair has a day set aside that'll be sensitive to people with some of those issues.
Yeah, this year we're hosting our first sensory-friendly morning at the Mighty Midway in Kidway. So we're hoping that this will be a great experience for guests who want to experience the fun of the rides and the games at the Midway in Kidway, but with reduced light brightness and sound volume. So we're hoping it will be a little bit more of a calm experience for guests who are seeking that. And that will be on Monday, August 28th, from 9 to 11 in the Kidway and 10 to noon in the Midway.
All right. And once again, details on that sensory-friendly morning on the Mighty Midway available at the website. Some of the particulars, again, admission tickets, can you get those in advance?
You certainly can, and we encourage people to do so because you will save a little bit of money. Yeah. You can currently get pre-fare discount tickets for just $15. You can either get those at your local Metro Cub Foods.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The state fair is coming up rapidly. It begins a week from Thursday. And of course, CCO Radio will be there. We're on Carnes, just down the hill from the old mill, across from the French Meadow, next to Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar. We can see Mancini's right across the street. We invite you to stop by and say hello. Of course, starting a week from Thursday and continuing through Labor Day, the Great Minnesota Get Together. And joining us, Maria Hayden, spokesperson for the fair. Maria, good to visit with you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, are you ready?
We're in the home stretch, so we'll be ready by August 24th.
Yeah. It is amazing. It's coming up really fast. And the fair really starts to come to life about now. I know there's been a lot of work during the off season, if you will, but there's a lot of other big events on the fairgrounds. Back to the 50s comes to mind. So people are very familiar, and it's a big draw. But, you know, in this final 10 days or so, there's a lot of work to be done and vendors getting set up, et cetera. It is a beehive of activity, I'm sure.
It certainly is. We had the fairgrounds closed to the public on August 7th. So since then, we've had vendors moving in. We've got all sorts of trailers on the ground, people setting their booths up. So you can really feel the energy when you're on the grounds now. I think everyone's just really excited to be getting those final touches done for August 24th.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events that people anticipate, things like the new foods, and we learn about the grandstand. And before we get into some of that stuff, what about some of the other new amenities, if you will? Because that's a big part of the fair experience. I remember not that many years ago, the transit hub, as you or as it's referred to, was moved to the northwest part of the fairgrounds, or west to the grandstand. That was a great addition to the state fair.
Yeah, this year we're really excited to be able to have some of our big capital maintenance projects in resuming. So this year, the most probably noticeable difference on the grounds for guests who are coming in through Gate 9, which is on Como Avenue, is that we've completely redone that gate. So it's making for a wider, more welcoming, more accessible environment for guests coming from the south part of the fairgrounds.
Okay, and that's where, for instance, the accessible parking is, et cetera. So if people come in and they have, say, a wheelchair van, et cetera, that's been redone, correct?
Yep. So Gate 9 is our loop gate. Okay. It's where drop-offs and Metro Mobility drop-off happens. So being able to invest in that part of the fairgrounds and make that entrance improved this year, we think will really strengthen that experience for guests who need accessibility considerations when coming to the fair.
Now, the water ride wasn't in service. I understand that where the water ride was is kind of been utilized to expand that entrance. Is that correct?
Correct. So there's nothing really per se new where the water ride used to be, but that area where it has been utilized to try and make that entrance just a lot more welcoming and look a lot more nice, really. When guests enter the grounds, it'll feel a little bit more like they're coming into a very intentional, welcoming space.
Yeah, and that's a very busy spot because I know there's scooter rentals there, and it's right at the entrance to the Miracle of Birth, so it is a busy spot.
Correct, yeah, right by Miracle of Birth. So now people who want to maybe make that their stop for their first stop on the grounds will be able to have that new Gate 9 experience. And we've actually moved our Gate 6 bike lot over to Gate 9 and expanded it as well. So those who bike to the fair will be able to enjoy that experience as well.
Oh, outstanding. Maria Hayden joining us from the State Fair on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Steve Thompson in for Geraldine Steele tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Maria, what are some other new ads beyond the food and grandstand, et cetera, that people should be on the lookout for?
We've got a lot of exciting new stuff this year. A couple of the kind of marquee new attractions are in our North End Event Center, which was just built in 2019. Each year we have a rotating exhibit, really a museum quality exhibit that comes into that space and is free with fair admission. This year, it is the Sweet and Selfie Experience. So it'll be both educational and a great spot for pictures. People will be able to go and experience knowledge about the history of candy making and then also get some great photos with some whimsical big photo ops. So we're excited to see how that turns out. It, like I said, it'll be kind of a one-year rotation for this space, so we're excited to have something new coming into there again.
Oh, outstanding. Anything people should remember when they're coming out to the fair, the do's and don'ts, what can't you bring onto the grounds, et cetera? Has any of that changed? I know there's a lot of regulars, and most of us are familiar with the rules to get on the fairgrounds, but anything to remind folks when they're coming to the fair, do not bring, don't bother.
No really major changes this year. I'd say that if people are interested in checking out what our allowed and prohibited items are, they can go onto our website, and we've got a big FAQ page about arriving at the fairgrounds, knowing what to bring. If they're going into a grandstand show, I know that's always a question, too, if you're going to concerts, what you can bring. So if there are any updates, they'll be posted on that page. But as of now, if people want to check it out and see, just to prepare ahead of time, we've got all that information on our website, mnstatefair.org.
All right. Let's get into some of the other things. One of the biggies, the new foods, those are rolled out. There's a lot of press and a lot of coverage of that. Are there any items in particular that stand out to you or gaining a lot of attention?
Well, every year there are a couple that kind of divide people. They either really, really want to try it, or they're like, that's maybe not for me. The one that I've heard maybe the most conversation, I think, about this year has been the crispy lutefisk steam bun from Shanghai Henry's. So it's a steamed lotus bun. It's filled with a blend of cabbage, carrot, cilantro, yum-yum sauce, and then Olsen Fish Company lutefisk. So I think that one will be one of those I'm really excited to try it or maybe not for me kind of things this year. But I think people will be lining up and ready to see what they think the first day.
Yeah, and there are people that are very experimental. I know my two daughters, when we plan our fair visit, is I want to try this and I want to try that. Where me, I'm a traditionalist, and I was born in St. Paul, and for the first 9 years of my life, lived just on the other side of Como Park on Maryland Avenue, so really close to the State Fair. So
yeah.
Very close, grew up very close to the State Fair. And I'm kind of a Prono Pup mini donut dairy barn shake kind of guy. I like the oldies but the goodies. I don't stray too often from the main roads. I'm not very experimental.
Well, they're classics for a reason because they're great and everyone loves them. I think the great thing about the new foods list is it's pretty expansive. So if you are looking for maybe one thing to try outside of your comfort zone, you've got a lot of different options to choose from.
For sure. And always a great selection of new beverages to try as well on the fairgrounds. What about the grandstand entertainment? You know, the grandstand is the anchor of the fairgrounds, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is I know it's been remodeled and it's been updated and so on and so forth, but the look is something that I remember ever since I was a little kid. And there are certain things on the grounds that are just like, yep, the space tower. I remember that. The sky ride, the giant slide, the grandstand. And, of course, grandstand entertainment has been a big part of the fair forever and ever and ever, and there's some great acts this year.
Yeah, we have a really exciting lineup of different varieties of music coming to the grandstand this year. So we open up with the Black Keys Dropout Boogie Tour, which I know is a very exciting one for a lot of guests. And then we also have Keith Urban bringing some country to the grandstand this year. And then we've got Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan the next night. And then we actually wrap up the fair with Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour, on Kids Day. So when I say a very diverse lineup of different acts coming to the grandstand, I really mean there's something for everyone, from Black Keys fans to small families who maybe have Blippi on in the background of their houses quite often. So we're really excited to have that lineup coming to the fair this year.
Yeah, and are tickets available yet for all the shows, or are some sold out, or is it just check the website kind of thing?
Yeah, so our website is probably the best place to go if you're interested in a specific show. There are about 5 shows that have extremely limited availability as of now, okay. So either obstructed seating or no tickets currently available. But you can always come and check the day of the show to maybe see if any tickets open up. Or if you're interested in just looking at our whole lineup, our website's a really great place to go, and that'll have the current status of every single show.
Yeah, and those that have issues with sometimes loud noises, bright lights, the Minnesota State Fair has a day set aside that'll be sensitive to people with some of those issues.
Yeah, this year we're hosting our first sensory-friendly morning at the Mighty Midway in Kidway. So we're hoping that this will be a great experience for guests who want to experience the fun of the rides and the games at the Midway in Kidway, but with reduced light brightness and sound volume. So we're hoping it will be a little bit more of a calm experience for guests who are seeking that. And that will be on Monday, August 28th, from 9 to 11 in the Kidway and 10 to noon in the Midway.
All right. And once again, details on that sensory-friendly morning on the Mighty Midway, available at the website. Some of the particulars again, admission tickets, can you get those in advance?
You certainly can, and we encourage people to do so because you will save a little bit of money. Yeah. You can currently get pre-fair discount tickets for just $15. You can either get those at your local Metro Cub Foods area, several locations in greater Minnesota, on our website, at our ticket office. So we encourage people to buy now, and don't wait until you're at the gate, and you can save a little bit of money.
And a big feature as well, park and ride. Be sure to take advantage of that as well. And that's another one where you want to check the website, depending on what day you go out to the fair, on the availability of parking. But the park and ride is a wonderful way to get to the state fairgrounds.
Certainly. We're very proud to offer our park and ride service. We're able to provide a little bit more than 30 different locations around the fairgrounds for completely free for people to ride. So people are able to come to those lots. Like you said, some are only open Monday through Friday, some are weekends only. So just make sure if you're planning in advance to check which lot you'd like to go to. But you can go ahead and park at one of those lots, ride to the fair completely for free. Don't worry about paying for parking. So we encourage people to use that service as well.
All right. Well, pleasure to visit with you. And I suppose for you, the state fair is just a whirlwind, long, long hours during the 12 days of the fair.
It definitely is, but we like to say it's what we work for all year. We're at the fairgrounds working to put on this 12 days, so once it comes, it's just, like you said, a whirlwind, and it's always exciting to open the gates and have people excited to come see what we've been putting on, so we can't wait.
It is coming up fast. Maria Hayden from the State Fair, thanks so much, and have a good evening.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
State Fair opens a week from Thursday. CCO Radio will be there, I believe, every day of the fair through Labor Day. So stop by and say hello right next to Sweet Martha's on Carnes, just down the hill from Ye Old Mill. You know where that is. It is 851 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. Can you believe the state fair? Jonathan Lowe, I know you've been on the fairgrounds a time or two. I've been on the fairgrounds more times than I want to admit over the years representing CCO, and then just before that is there's a couple of must-haves. The mini donuts up the street next to Ye Old Mill are an absolute have-to-have, and it's always been like that. For 50-plus years for me on the fairgrounds, I got to have the mini donuts, and I got to have them from that stand right there next to Ye Old Mill. That's it. It doesn't count if I don't get into the mini donuts there. Love that. Prono Pups are high on the list, and then getting over to the Dairy Barn for one of the Dairy Barn malts is another good one. On the fairgrounds.
So for me, because of my dietary restrictions,
correct,
I can't have everything under the sun, even though I'd like to have a lot of stuff under the sun now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So one of the good things about, and I haven't done, I need to do this the next day or two, I go through the new foods, and I try to see what's out there, what I might want to get. That
what
is
you can have.
That, yeah. I can have, yes. And there's a group out there that a nonprofit that does this. They mainly do it for children. They mainly do it for as a service for children,
sure,
in the area, kids in the area that go to like summer camps and that sort of thing. But one of the things they have on there is a state fair, and they connect you to the fair list of foods. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm ready to see what's out there for me because I like to try new things. I want to get Union Kitchen. Yia Vang, I want to get to your Union Kitchen. That stuff looks great.
It was packed a year ago.
Yes, it was.
My wife and daughters were in line for a long time for that. We got to run. We have the news. Robert Zimmerman on the way. Can you believe the state fair? Jonathan Lowe, I know you've been on the fairgrounds a time or two. I've been on the fairgrounds more times than I want to admit over the years representing CCO, and then just before that is There's a couple of must-haves. The mini donuts up the street next to Ye Old Mill are an absolute have-to-have. And it's always been like that for 50-plus years for me on the fairgrounds. I got to have the mini donuts, and I got to have them from that stand right there next to Ye Old Mill. That's it. It doesn't count if I don't get into the mini donuts there. Love that. Pronto Pups are high on the list, and then getting over to the Dairy Barn for one of the Dairy Barn malts is another good one on the fairgrounds.
So for me, because of my dietary restrictions,
correct,
I can't have everything under the sun, even though I'd like to have a lot of stuff under the sun now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So one of the good things about it, and I haven't done, I need to do this the next day or two, I go through the new foods, and I try to see what's out there, what I might want to get.
That I can have.
Yes, and there's a group out there that a nonprofit that does this. They mainly do it for children. They mainly do it for as a service for children in the area, kids in the area that go to like summer camps and that sort of thing. But one of the things they have on there is a state fair, and they connect you to the fair list of foods, and so. I'm looking forward to that. I'm ready to see what's out there for me because I like to try new things. I want to get Union Kitchen. Yia Vang, I want to get to your Union Kitchen. That stuff looks great.
It was packed a year ago.
Yes, it was.
My wife and daughters were in line for a long time for that. We got to run. We have the news. Robert Zimmerman on the way.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.